Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. This is Paul's youngest son, Patrick. Be joining you for the next hour to answer all your gardening questions. My father will be back next week. He was here for a couple hours this morning, but he's a little bit tired. Let him have some rest. I got a little extra sleep this morning because of that daylight savings time, so I'll be in here and helping you out. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We'll try to answer all your gardening questions and the best of our ability. So, Tom, we got anybody on the phone lines?
We sure do.
All right, let's go right into the phone lines. Who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Barbara from New Hampshire with a question about blight.
Barbara, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patrick. I've been following what your dad had said over the past few years. We got a bad batch of tomatoes 3 years ago and ended up with blight in our soil. Last year he told us to clean the garden well and to clean it off well, make sure there's nothing left, and then rotate the crop. Well, the problem is that we have a raised garden for our tomatoes. We have a small gardening area. This year, after having cleaned everything and putting them in again this year, almost as soon as the tomatoes got to a good height and a good start, I treated them with liquid calcium for blossom and rot. We had no problem with blossom and rot, but the plants just began to wither. And as a result, we got almost no tomatoes out. Is there any way that I can treat the soil, or does it have to be solely rotating it to another area to grow?
Now, when you said you cleaned up the soil, did you remove all the soil and start new?
No, no. We did add some new soil, and it didn't seem – we extended the length of the garden and added new soil. But it did not seem to make a difference. We still had blight on that end of the garden as well.
Okay. One of the things you can be doing is in that soil is definitely try to get – you definitely want to try to get rid of as much of that soil as you could before. But if you can't do that, one of the things I would suggest doing is getting a soil test now, taking some of that soil out, and getting a test. What you want to do is if, say, you have a 10 by 10 garden.
Yep.
Probably get about 5 samples from there. Most places want about a pound of soil. So you're going to take, you know, in the four corners and then something from the middle, mix those together and get about a pound of soil together. Then I want you to have it tested. One of the reasons why I want you to have it tested is there could be something else in there other than the blight that is making this happen. There actually could be too much of something that is making it so the plants can't get everything else that it's needing. A lot of times if it has very high magnesium in the soil, that's holding the calcium from helping the plant. Even if you put more calcium in it, you said you would put some calcium
into the soil. Yes, we did.
Sometimes what will happen is if there is a magnesium in there that's holding the you know, the different nutrients in the soil, it might be holding them from actually going to the plant. So it seems like there might be something in the soil still. Okay, so this would be the time of year to be looking at a soil sample. Because what happens is if you know, you don't think about it, you do it in the spring. In the spring, that's when everybody else is getting their soil samples because they're getting the year ready.
Yeah.
So if you do it now, you'll be able to get, you'll know what you need to do first in the spring.
Okay.
And you might even be able to put something down now. I like to put, if it was me in the soil, what I'd be doing is using a product kind of like Magic Cal from Jonathan Green and working that into the soil now. What that is, it has a calcium in it. Okay, but what it does is it's also like a lime product too. What it's doing is it breaks down a lot quicker. Now, if you put the liquid calcium down or anything along those lines, it's getting to it quick. But what this does is this will break down and it'll be already actively used in the soil as you're putting it down. It'll break down and it'll take about 6 weeks to break down, maybe a little bit longer because of the cool temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
But that will start to break down some of the other nutrients that are in there that might be holding it, like the magnesium might actually, if the magnesium's too high, it might be start to break down that a little bit. It might take, you know, if you have clay underneath the soil or anything like that, it'll break that down and allow some of those nutrients to just go through the soil instead of just sitting there. I do a lot of soil samples here at Northeast Nursery where I work, and I look at them, and like I said, there's one thing there that's making it so everything sits there. I mean, you have very high phosphorus, very high nitrogen, very high everything, but for some reason, nothing's working. Well, that's because the magnesium is holding it in there. So this calcium that you're putting in to break down this will help break that down and work it into the soil. What I would do then is in the spring be using that again and to help break down a little bit further and to allow those nutrients to go through. Now, it's one thing when you look at the soil, if it says very high on everything and you're wondering what's going on, well, you don't want everything to be very high. You want it to be down a little bit. What it'll also do is the soil sample will tell you what the pH of the soil is. You want it to have a little more acidic soil to it, so maybe it's more alkaline at this point. So we can take a look at that too. But I definitely recommend seeing what's underneath there by getting a soil sample. You can do a test at home, or you can send it away. I know here at the nursery we charge about $18 to send it away, and you get a very long all the information about it that'll help you with it. Now, what I would also use next spring when I plant the garden of tomatoes, I would use a product called Actinivate. It is something that will help with the blossom end rot. It will also help with the blight that's been happening the past couple of years. That's its main use. It's a powder that you mix together and you'll put that all over the soil. That would be something I would use, and that helps the tomatoes to grow better. You have used that as well?
I have used it. It works very well.
Okay. I would definitely keep using that. And then, you know, when you see that the plants start to get a little bit bigger at certain times, what you can also do is to pick some of the inside leaves of there to allow the air to go through. Because sometimes what will happen as well is when it gets wet, the air can't go through the plant and it will start to rot from the inside out. And that can actually affect the plant as well. Another thing you can do is have the plant a little bit raised up a little bit over the soil so that the leaves aren't touching the ground and getting the water spots on them, etc. But I definitely would start by getting your soil sample, soil tested to see if there's something else in there. And if you wanted to, when you get those results, you can email my father and he or I can take a look at them. You can go to his website and find his email address and email him that information just so we can help you out a little bit more.
Okay, thank you.
All right, and we thank you for the phone call, Barbara. You too. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Lenny from New Hampshire with a question about rosemary.
Lenny, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yeah, I've got a rosemary plant that's in my garden, and I was wondering, can I mulch that and have it winter over, or should I dig it up and put it in a pot?
You can mulch it and have it winter over. You'll notice that the rosemary will start to wither a little bit and go back into the root system. You can cut that back, but a lot of people like to have it into the house for Christmas. I know there's the smell that you get if you were to pot it up right now and then bring it into the house and just rub the leaves of the plant gives it a great smell inside. The garden center I work at, we were actually just putting our plants to bed, getting them ready to go in our hoop houses for the winter, and there was a bunch of rosemary that was still growing, and we're keeping those, and we're going to keep them for Christmas so we can get that smell into our garden center a little bit. and anybody who's looking for them during the winter can use them. But you can, you know, mulch it up. Don't want to cover it too bad. You don't want to have it so it's just completely a mound of mulch. You just want to protect it a little bit. What you could use if you want to protect it the most would be a straw.
Okay.
To put around the plant. But you want to make sure that if you're going to leave it outside, you want to make sure that you see the plant start to wither a little bit, because at that point you're seeing that the energy is going back into the root system. Okay?
Okay.
And when you put the straw on it, you don't want to put it on now. You want to wait a little bit of time. I said it, and my father has said it. You put it on there now, you're creating like a little hotel for the mice that are out there to start eating the plant, because right now they're looking for some place to overwinter. So if you do that right now, you're creating the perfect area for it. They got food, they got shelter, and now once it snows, they'll get the water from that, so they're going to be in heaven. So wait a little bit of time, maybe around Thanksgiving. We get about 3 weeks before that. So definitely need a little bit of time before you do that.
Okay. So the greens will all die back then?
They will definitely start to die back. You'll see them wither, and that's when you can cut it back, and that's when you can start to treat it for the winter.
Okay.
And we thank you for the phone call, Lenny. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected, so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant, this fall.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
fresh.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
And welcome back to the Paul Perry Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I'll be joining you until about 10 o'clock, trying to answer all your gardening questions. This is Paul's youngest son, Patrick. He will be back next week. He was here for a couple hours today. Just sent him to get a little bit more rest. He's recovery doing well. So he'll be back next week to help you guys out. So phone number here, 855-660-4261. Let's get right back into the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Gene from Maine with a question about Cinnamon something. I can't pronounce it.
That's all right, Tom. Gene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Well, thank you, Patrick, for filling in for your dad. We love the show. Cool. My question is about, I think it's pronounced sedums, S-E-D-U-M?
Yes, yeah, sedum.
Yeah, okay. I was trying to collect some to plant next year in a permanent spot, and I want to know what I can do to keep them alive in the house. I've had them in the pots since I bought them last month, and I've got hens and chicks, lamb's ear, blaze, stonecrop, variegated periwinkle, and dianthus deltoids. What can I do to keep them alive in the house?
Well, one of the things you want to do is the sedum is a perennial, so it likes to have so that means it'll come back every year. So it likes to have a winter where it just gets rest and rejuvenates its root system and pays attention to that. What I would do is I would keep them in a cool area that's not going to freeze, but that's not going to get too hot, because you don't want them to be growing all year and getting all that new growth inside, and then when you start to bring it outside, it can hit the cold and not be perfect to be going outside. So if you have a garage or something along those lines, it'll get some light, but it'll get some, it'll be a little bit colder, but it's not going to freeze. I'd be putting them in there, maybe in the back corner of the garage, just allowing them to have a dormant period. You can water them during the season. You don't want them to completely dry out, but you don't want to soak them either. You want to make sure that the plant has its nutrients, but you want to make sure it will go dormant as well.
Is it all right to put them in the cellar?
You could put them in the cellar. That would be fine. know, you could even plant them right now. I know it's actually warmer up in Maine right now than it is down here in Peabody. That was the same way this morning. I know up there it was about 45 when it was 39 here. So, you know, it's a little warmer up there. Fall is the best time to be planting them, to be planting anything, as it allows it to focus on the root system. But if you're going to keep it inside, just keep it in an area where it's going to stay cool, you know, 50s, and don't go over 60. You want to make sure it has that dormant period. You don't want to put it in the sunny window and keep it growing. You want it to allow it to just focus on its root system.
Okay. Is it all right to put them in a large pot, a large container pot or tray?
You could do that. You could put them
together in one thing.
You could do that if you want, or you can keep them in the same, the plants. Sometimes what people will do as well is if they want to keep it outside, what they'll do is they'll take all the plants and they'll put them in like a corner of a house that's going to be covered from the wind, et cetera, and then cover them with some straw around the pots and on top of the pots and just let them go dormant on the outside.
Okay.
Or you can repot them inside and have them all in pots in one pot. You don't necessarily have to. You want them to have their own root system, really, so you could keep them individual. And by replanting them, it will help a little bit, help the root systems grow, but you don't necessarily have to do that.
Okay, but the lamb's ear doesn't look too healthy, and I don't know what I've done wrong or what's going on with it.
Well, what's happening with that is it's starting to put its focus onto its root system. So you're seeing the lamb's ear start to wither a little bit and start to not look so great. Well, that's fine because it's going back into the root system and worrying about being dormant for the winter. So you can cut the withered plant back and allow it to just focus on its root system. And you should be able to be fine in the spring to replant that.
Okay. Thank you very, very much, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. We thank you for the phone call, Gene. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I'll be joining you live until about 10 o'clock, give you all your gardening questions and help you out. I'll talk a little bit about, after the break, what you can do with some of the trees that might have fallen down from Sandy and what we can do to help out. Again, phone number, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a three-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be joining you live until about 10 o'clock today. Give us a call and we'll try and answer all your gardening questions. Tom, we got anybody on the line?
We sure do.
All right, let's go right into those lines. Who's up next? Judy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. I have a question about my arborvitaes. About 7 years ago, I planted a row of them. They're approximately 12 feet tall. And in 2009, I noticed a lot of dye back in the middle because we had a very dry summer, so I started watering them. And I've tried to water them when I see it's dry. This summer, it was once a week. But right on the other side of that, we planted also a weeping cherry, which is quite large. And my husband went online and saw today that they do not like shade. And they're dying off. Two or three of them are really thinning out behind that tree. My question was, if we were to take down the weeping cherry, will they come back? They're thinning, and the overall bush isn't turning brown, but there's a lot of dye back in it, and they are quite a bit thinner, we noticed, the past couple of weeks.
Okay,
Hollytown this summer because I know your dad recommended that, and I'm just wondering, will they come back somewhat if we remove that shade tree?
Okay, one of the things that's good with those is It actually, there's some good news on this. The he said that the plants are starting to thin out from the inside out, which is actually a good thing. If they were thinning from the, if they were starting to turn brown from the outside in, that's where an issue would be. What happens is on the inside of the plant, it's getting a little bit darker in there, and they're not seeing the light. And so what's happening is it's starting to have dieback on the, in the center, but that's perfectly all right. You want to have the green growth on the outside. One of the things you want to do is you definitely want to fertilize it with Holytone. You can do that in the spring and the fall. So you're going to be doing that two times a year. If you do take the weeping cherry down, it can have some, you know, good effects on the plant and take away some of the shade. It doesn't seem like the weeping cherry is going to be the only thing that's creating the shade, so there might be some shade from other trees above it. So if you can somehow filter the sun through there, that would be great too. But one of the things that could have happened is the thinning could be from the winters we've had, not just this last winter, a lot of plants did fine, but it could be from previous winters where the snow gets down the middle and it'll start to spread the arborvitaes a little bit. That could be some of the damage as well. One of the things I would suggest doing is spraying the arborvitae with Wiltproof at this time. Spray the whole thing with Wiltproof to help keep the moisture in the plant for this winter. Last year we got lucky with the winter, but it wasn't great for the plants. So what it was doing was pulling the moisture out quickly, and we had a lot of dieback because of there was no snow cover, etc. Whereas this year, it seems like we could be having a lot more snow cover, so you want to keep the moisture in that way by spraying the plants with Wiltproof. So I would definitely spray them with Wiltproof, and I would fertilize them if you haven't already. There's still some time to get that into the ground. You want to use that Holytone. Okay, so you're going to do it now, and then again in the spring. What I would do as well is on the inside, if you're seeing a lot of the brown, try to put your hand in there and shake out some of the brown and get that those dead, the dead leaves, if you will, out of the center. A lot of times it'll just sit in the middle and you'll see it'll just start to decompose there, and that's not good for the plant. Another thing I would do, I would suggest for you, if you haven't done this in the past, is actually for this winter, it seems since we could have a worse winter than before, taking some fishing line and tying it around the arborvitaes to hold them tight together, not too tight. You want to allow them to move a little bit, but so that if the snow comes down in the center, it doesn't split in the middle and have the two parts of the plant going opposite ways. What this does, it holds it together and keeps it stronger, so the snow will just go right off of it. And when I say fishing line, it's so it's not, so you don't see it. And it's got a stronger capability of some of the jute twine and or rope that you would be using. You don't want to put it on too tight. You want to have it so the plant can move in the wind, but you want to have it so that the plant can't split. So you'll be able to tell when you tie it on there how tight you can get it. But these are a couple things you can do to keep it to survive through the winter and show that you do care about the plant and that you're telling the plant, hey, I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to give you some food. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to take care of you. You got to give me something back in the spring. And that's why you're going to want to fertilize it again in the spring to get it going and show the plant that you're behind it.
I do remove handfuls. It's like removing bird nests of all the dead material. I've been doing that since 2009. When I see it in the center, I pull it out and clean it out. I did notice the past couple of weeks the dieback doesn't seem to be just the center on a couple of the bushes that are directly behind the weeping cherry. And the weeping cherry is the only source of shade where they are. And those are the bushes that are the most affected.
Really, hey, then you definitely could remove the weeping cherry if you wanted to and place it into a different location. If you're going to be removing the weeping cherry and you want to, you know, place it somewhere else, this is the time to be doing it, or in the spring before it starts to bud out. You want to make sure that the plant is starting to go dormant because you won't affect the plant itself. And if you do replant that weeping cherry, make sure you use some sort of starter fertilizer, a liquid form, because what that does is it helps with the transplant shock and make sure it does not go into too much shock. But if you do a couple of these things, the Wiltproof and the fertilizing, and take care of the inside of the plant, you should have a little bit of success with this.
I guess my most important question was, with the weeping cherry out of there and them now getting the sun again, where it has died off on the outside, will that possibly green up again?
Not necessarily. Most likely, unfortunately, it won't. So you could cut back on some of those. If it's too much of the plant, it might be you might have to replace it. But it doesn't necessarily look like it would be coming back unless you cut it back a little bit and see some of the green growth for the spring.
Okay. All right. I will try all of those things. And I appreciate you taking my call.
All right. We thank you for the phone call, Judy.
Okay. Thank you.
The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Teresa from Mass with a question about pumpkins.
Teresa, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hello.
Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
I'm doing good, thanks.
How can we help you today?
I'm calling in regards to my daughter and I carved the pumpkin around Halloween.
Okay.
And I had a couple pumpkin seeds that just dropped like in my mother-in-law's plant. And now they grew. And they're beautiful. I mean, as far as the stems and everything. What's going to happen with that? Is it going to turn into a pumpkin or do I get to replant these? It looks like I do. So that's why basically I'm calling.
You'll definitely have to end up replanting these into something a little bit bigger. The only problem is, at this time of year, if you were to put it outside, you could have a lot of dieback on the plant. And usually on these, it's a one season. So if it does die back, most likely won't be coming back.
Okay.
So what I would do is, if you wanted to have this for the winter, you could be putting it in the you could be replanting it into a bigger pot, something that's going to allow it to have some, it's going to become a little viney. As you notice with pumpkins, they always grow like a vine.
Okay.
So it's going to need a little bit of space.
Okay.
You might get some pumpkins out of it. You might not. It's hit or miss when you go with the pumpkin like that. One of the things you can do, like I said, repot it, give it a little bit of fertilizer and allow it to, pull up some of these nutrients, and you might have something growing for the spring.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the big pumpkin growers, what they'll do is they start their pumpkins inside underneath fluorescent lights, underneath artificial lighting.
Okay.
And they'll put that above it to allow the plant to grow a little bit bigger. And then once spring comes, in the early spring, they'll actually plant it, but they'll put a mini greenhouse over it so that the plant will get bigger and the when they see the flowers on it, they will actually pollinate it themselves to get a little bit of bigger growth, and they'll get it earlier. So, I mean, there is a future. You might be starting off this a little bit early, but it might be something that you never know. You could have a real big pumpkin by starting it early.
Yeah, I hope so. The funny thing is I have two of them. I put two seeds in. And I woke up one morning, I thought Jack and Amin thought was in my kitchen. And I was like, oh, my God, I seen one. And then the other one came up. But I have it in my kitchen, or my mom's kitchen, that faces, like, the pond. So it gets the light, like, 24/7. And it has, like, the pumpkin leaf on it.
Yeah, the light that you're getting outside is going to be the best for it. But as the days get a little bit shorter, especially with changing the clocks back today, you'll notice that it won't be growing as quickly because of that.
Okay.
So a lot of people will get artificial light, just a grow light, and put that on there and take it in a nice area, and basically regulating it like it would be a day by keeping the light close to it and allowing it to go for so many hours. Go ahead.
No, any special, like, soil or just regular potting soil you said with?
Just regular potting soil on there. You don't want to go, anything crazy. You don't need to get, a ton of different nutrients in it. You don't want it to get into too much shock when you plant it.
Yep, this was just regular dirt soil that was in this kitchen probably for about 10 years. This plant's been growing like crazy, and I just dropped it in, and there she went.
Excellent.
Okay. All right, I thank you for your time, and I'll call you back and let you know how I make out with it.
Excellent. We thank you for the phone call, Teresa.
You're welcome. Again, Teresa from Hyannis. Thank you.
Thank you. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the last break, I was saying I was going to tell you a little bit about what to do with your trees that might have gotten hit from Sandy. On some of the smaller trees that might have fallen over, hopefully you have picked those back up and tried to get them back into the soil, and you want to make sure that they got staked on a couple different sides to hold the plant straight up and down. If you have some plants that are still laying down and they can be actually picked back up and put into the ground, you might have a hard time getting them to grow back for you. You want to make sure that the plants are getting back into the soil as quick as possible. With some of the larger trees, it's going to be just too hard to be doing it, so you might need to bring in an arborist to cut down the tree or to get rid of it. But if you still have, if you have a small enough tree where you can put it back into the soil, it's worth a try getting it back into there. But hopefully you had done that previously. You want to make sure that you're giving these trees that you're putting back in a little bit of fertilizer at this point, putting in some sort of like tree tone or depending upon what it is, a holly tone or plant tone, just to give it a little bit of fertilizer to say that you're, you know, to make the plant know that you're still there, you're taking care of it. We just had a rough time, a rough go of it. So hopefully you can try that. If that's not in your focus, that's fine too. But it's just the sooner you get it done, the better for the plant itself. So hopefully you can take a look at that. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We've got a couple minutes left. We'll try to answer a couple questions. But other than that, my father will be back next week, and he'll be answering all your gardening questions.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap Seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. We got a couple minutes left before the end of the show, so we'll try and get in a couple phone calls, maybe one or so. And then my father will be back next week. He'll be here to answer all your gardening questions. So, Tom, let's get right into the phone lines. Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Richard from Rhode Island with a question about tomatoes.
Richard, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. Yes, I researched my tomato problem this year. And it was said that I had leaf cupping due to the compost in my soil. And for the last 25 or 30 years, I've been putting my grass trimmings around the tomato plants to hold the weed control down. Is there anything I can do with the soil rather than replace it?
One of the things I would do to the soil is you want to break it up a little bit and to allow some of the nutrients to go through. It seems like each year the compost has been going through and working its way, but there might be a backup of it this year. So what I would recommend doing is going out there right now and putting down a calcium product in there. It's a calcitic lime to break down the soil. I like to use the Magic Cal on there. Or I have a product at my store called SoluCal. We have one that has the calcium in there that breaks down the soil and allows the nutrients to go through. And that could be one of the things that's happening is over the years and years of putting this in there, it's built up and some of it's just sticking. So this Magic Cal, what this will do is when you put this in the soil, it helps break down some of the nutrients that are sticking there too much and holding the nutrients together. And allows the other nutrients to affect the plant. So you're going to do that now. And then again, you're going to want to do that in the spring, right when you open up the gardens for the year. The great thing about this is it starts to work right away when you're putting this into the ground. It is a lime product. A lot of times when you get lime, you're putting it down either in the spring or the fall. And what it's doing is it takes about 6 months to break down.
So with this Magic Cal. You mentioned something about calcium?
Well, it's a calcitic lime.
Okay.
And what it is it breaks down a little bit quicker, and it will pull some of the nutrients through the soil. And what it's doing is helping the soil and giving it the nutrients that it needs for the tomatoes.
So put it down now and then till it right in and then do it again.
You're
going
to put it down
spring?
Now over the soil and allow it to start to break down into
yep.
the soil. You don't have to till it in. It'll just slowly break down as the rain hits it, as the winter hits it, and it'll break down into the soil. But it's actively already working once you put it into the ground.
And I can buy that at any store, any hardware
you can
store?
You can buy it at any of the garden centers. I don't know of a lot of the hardware stores that carry it, but it's from Jonathan Green. Jonathan Green has it. It's called Magical. And that'll help fertilize the tomato area as well as break down some of the soil in there.
Well, thank you.
It has that calcium in it, too, that'll help have a better tomatoes for you as well. Mm-hmm. Give that calcium and kind of stay away a little bit from the blossom end rot.
Just continue putting the grass trimmings into the...
I would for right now.
Yeah.
Let's try and get some of the soil back to a better level nutrient-wise and the pH-wise. It sounds like you did do a soil test.
Okay.
Did you do a soil test?
I did not, no.
Okay. That could be something you could do, just to test out and see what's in there and what the plant needs a little bit. That could help it out. I suggested earlier to somebody to do that sooner rather than later.
Okay.
In the spring, a lot of people start bringing up their soil samples to garden centers, and it leads to a backup of when they can get them back if they get sent away. So now would be a great time to be doing it.
Yeah.
There could be something else in there, but this Magical, the calcitic lime in there would really help out into the soil.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, Richard, we thank you for the phone call.
Yep, thank you. Goodbye.
Bye. We've got about 30 seconds left, and my father will be back next week. He was here for a couple hours. He's recovering from pneumonia that he got while he was on vacation. Great vacation to be doing that. So he will be back hopefully next week. I know I won't be. I'll be in sunny Aruba. It'll be about 89 degrees. I think I woke up this morning, checked it. It was already about 90. So looking forward to that. So you won't be hearing me. I know you've been hearing me for about 4 weeks now. But my father will be back next week. He was here for a couple hours this morning. We told him to go get some rest and get better for next week, and getting stronger and stronger each day. So, again, I thank you, Dad, for letting me do the show. But he'll be back next week. Give him a call and let him know how he did, and give him your best wishes. Enjoy your week, and go out and vote on Tuesday.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.